All right, welcome to it, a very special edition of the Steve Guber Show live from the White House. And with so much going on, how could we be anywhere else? God bless America for Tuesday, November 19, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, your investments are on fire in the market, but you probably didn't know it, but the Dow passed 28,000 this week. It's like nobody's even paying attention, but we are. Number two, the impeachment fantasy continues to unfold in the center of the swamp. Eight more witnesses to be dragged to the center of the whole mess over the next 3 days. Now, I wonder if any of these folks will actually have ever met the president. And number one, we're broadcasting live from the White House. The big push today is on USMCA, NAFTA 2.0, that will greatly benefit several swing states, none bigger than, of course, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, the trifecta of states that sent Donald Trump to the White House. Now, here's what's going to happen today. All sorts of members of the administration are going to come through real time. It's going to be a very exciting show, fast action. And my first guest sitting down right now is Secretary David Bernhardt. He is the Secretary of the Interior from Colorado. Mr. Secretary, welcome to the program.
Good morning, and welcome to the White House.
Good to be here. So much going on. The big push on USMCA, not exactly your side of the street, but the White House clearly making a push for this. It's been there for a year. In states like my own, Michigan or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania, this is a critical piece of legislation that would help move products. I know you're from Colorado. It would help Colorado as well.
Oh, it absolutely would, and it actually will help all of America. Obviously, with Michigan, when you look at the auto provisions, things like that. But the reality is for us at Interior, it also has incredibly strong wildlife trafficking provisions, illegal fishing provisions, illegal logging provisions. So it has a lot of things that are good for the environment. But more broadly, it helps manufacturing. It helps agriculture. And, you know, the president promised to cut a good deal, and he has.
You know, we talk about the environment a lot, but we do it under the auspice of the Green New Deal and things of this nature. Now, I am not an environmentalist. I think that's a political activist. I'm a conservationist, much in the line of Teddy Roosevelt, if you will. I think maybe you come from the same piece of cloth. I can tell by the look on your face. So I hunt, I fish, and you do as well, correct?
Absolutely. And let me tell you this. The truth of the matter is hunters and anglers are America's true conservationists. And why do I say that? America is the only country in the world that's put in place a successful wildlife model. It's called the North American model. That model has hunters and fishers funding wildlife conservation through hunting fees and taxes that are imposed through
excise taxes.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Through the purchase of ammunition, the purchase of fishing poles, those types of things. The hunters and anglers actually make up most of the money for conservation, and it's really the most successful model. Every deer hunter is contributing to conservation in the state of Michigan every year.
That's right, and we're right in the middle of firearm deer season. It starts November 15th in Michigan every year since, well, since the earth cooled, I believe. But you're right about the money that comes in, tens of billions of dollars, and people don't realize. It's for game species, but it's also for non-game species. It's for habitat development. It's for setting aside land. And if I'm not mistaken, this administration, the Trump administration, and your department have been more active in setting aside land and opportunities for those that do hunt and those that do fish. And those that want to go watch birds and go for a hike in the backcountry, there's more land and more opportunities today than there's ever been.
That's absolutely right. Just this year alone, we have opened and expanded opportunities for hunting and fishing on an additional 1.5 million acres of the land Interior manages. And to put that in perspective, 1.4 million acres is about the size of the state of Delaware. And we've opened that up. And why have we done that? Because it's critical that for conservation, that people get out and are exposed to hunting and fishing and have an opportunity to do so easily and conveniently. And so that's, you know, it's one of the promises the president made. He made a promise to be a great steward for the environment, for conservation, for the true conservationists, and he's doing that. It's just one of a lot of the promises that the president made that I get up every day, and my job is to go ahead and do everything I can to help him make those keep those promises.
Secretary David Bernhardt here, Secretary of the Interior. We're at the White House today, a special edition of the Steve Guber Show. You look at this idea of multi-use land management that came into vogue several years ago, so that you have pieces of land that are set aside. Some would have you believe that if we ran a fence around Montana would be just turned into a park and nobody would ever be allowed to go there, right? But the truth of the matter is, people do like to go on their quads. They do like to go horseback riding. They do like to go into the backcountry. And multi-use land management is the key to making that happen.
That's absolutely right. And the reality is, Interior manages 1 in every 5 acres of land in the United States, and we have land that we set aside for, specifically for national parks. But the reality is a lot of our land is multiple-use land. That means all sorts of things are happening on it, hunting, fishing, recreation, and also energy development. We create about 20% of the energy on federal lands, and that money from energy goes right into schools, roads, tremendous benefits to local communities.
Absolutely. Now, in my area of the world that I call home, there's a little thing we like to call the Great Lakes. Five of the biggest freshwater lakes in the world, including Lake Superior, the biggest of them all. A lot of talk about the Great Lakes. And if you listen to the other side, you would think, my God, they're gutting all the regulations. The lakes are going to hell in a handbasket. It's just not true.
It's a complete joke. I mean, the reality is, we have not given up a single measure that's critical to the environment. The president wants clean air. The president wants clean water, just like you want it, and we all want it. And the reality is, do we need unnecessarily burdensome regulations that aren't proven in a way to even be effective, but are just simply costly?
Well, I go back to what you said. And that's exactly it. Common sense, Mr. Secretary, because as I look at the model here, nobody cares more about the quality of the air, the water, and the earth than I do, because I actually take products, whether it be a deer or a walleye, and I put it on my table for my family to eat. I mean, nobody's more concerned about the environment than you and I.
That's exactly right. The theory that somebody in an ivory tower figures these things out is just silly. The people who work the ground, the agriculture folks, the hunters, the fishers, those are the people who love the environment, love America, frankly.
Absolutely, I agree with that. So we've got about a minute left here, so let me ask you this. As you look down the road, America did set the standard for game management. It happened around the turn of the 19th into the 20th century because we have game limits. A lot of countries around the world, game was shot out. It was decimated. We didn't let that happen in America. We learned our lesson with the bison. We've been setting the standard ever since, the gold standard for the world. What do you see for the future?
Well, that's exactly right. And that model is the best in the model, and it's best in the world, and it still is the best in the world. And what we need to do is make sure people get out, experience the outdoors, and become part of that model, because it's dependent on those folks getting out on the ground and hunting and fishing. And so we're trying to make things less burdensome to get out there and ensure that there's public access so you can get out there and the presence is excited about it.
Secretary David Bernhardt, it's been a real privilege of mine, Secretary of the Interior, on the job here at the White House, a special edition of the program. I greatly appreciate you taking the time. Thank you, sir.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behaviour. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually